someday eat you too. They're gonna eat you. Nibbled on your feet and they nibbled on my toes. They become the same when our bodies decompose. You'll turn into dirt someday, same dirt as me. Like one becomes a two and two becomes a three. The same worms that eat me will someday eat you too.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the Anarchist Book Fair in the lower floor of the AMS Nest, I guess the lower atrium. For anyone who's out there listening via the radio waves and not in this room, if you want to come check it out, we will be here until 5 o'clock today, and we'll also be here tomorrow from 10 until 5. All right, we just heard Worms by Viagra Boys, and we're gonna listen to Overture by the Houseplants, which is a local post-punk group. Keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. There's a girl on my screen, but she wore out to a speech, really just revolving back around from the corner to the slimy black eyed interior. So it goes beyond that. Is it cracked on the front of the jacket's on? Future, that's not a funny, I guess.
The pain that you think you're in is all in your head if you let it in. The pages will turn, but the book never ends. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on. It's all in the lights that you're letting in. Burn it all night at the bar with your friends. But let it shine bright from the heart through the skin. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on. Out for higher, there's a prize. In the cross there's light, my friend. Forget all about what was happening then, and all of the ways that we like to pretend. From the sea is the same as the wind. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys. They saw the need and volunteered.
Thank you.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the Anarchist Book Fair today. This is the second annual Anarchist Book Fair taking place at UBC and the lower atrium of the AMS Nest. In case you don't know anything about CITR or even UBC potentially, we are located at UBC, which is on the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Recognizing that the fact that CITR is able to actually exist is based on ongoing colonial land theft is an essential part of what we do here and how we approach the work that we do and the stories that we tell. And if you're at the Anarchist Book Fair today, I'd encourage you to check out art from the many fantastic Indigenous vendors that are here, and consider how you can contribute to Indigenous land sovereignty. All right, we just heard a track by the Garden Collective. Now we're listening to a track by Cryptids. Both of these groups are actually playing a live show tonight at Kerner's Pub as a part of BVP's Goose Hunt, introduction to that upcoming Goose Hunt. These are the bands that did not get in, but that are still so good that we want to give some airtime and attention to. So if you have time to head down to Kerner's this evening at 7 o'clock, you'll be able to hear Cryptids, Garden Collective, and Infidelity playing. All right, that's enough from me. Keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Goodbye, not sure. Hello, friends. This is Scott from the Evan Williams Project, and you are listening to UBC Radio CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I wonder if Louis can hear me now. I talk to him as if he can somehow. You gotta live how you want to live. Lately I don't see myself in it. Don't see myself.
I wanna see you alone, I wanna shatter the stone, I wanna bounce a bone, I wanna mess with it, I wanna lay to the veil, a whole crew on the seal, I want the preacher appeal, I wanna bless with it, I wanna head to a mass to get cast in it. A shit's funnier than any. Three, swallow the key,
In their footprints, I will follow.
I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business. I'm gonna hit your business if it's momentary business.
I know you want me freak, sports star honeybee on my team. I wanna play nicely, I can pick it up if you take a lead. I know you want me freak, I know you want me freak. I know you want me freak, I know you want me freak. She's 5'1" and 6'5". Maybe you're not my type, but you can spoil me for the time. I know you want me freak, sports star honeybee on my team. I wanna play nicely, I can pick it up if you take a lead. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free. I know you want me free.
Hey, we're here with Cora at the Anarchist Book Fair.
Hello.
Tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here today.
Okay, so the Anarchist Book Fair, apparently I'm very loud right now, because look at this. Okay, so I'm Cora. I am here because I run the Anarchist Book Fair. I am the anarchist that book fairs. I used to, when I was growing up in Victoria, go to an Anarchist Book Fair literally every year. And when I moved to Vancouver, I found out that they don't have them here anymore because, like all good anarchist events, they've exploded because anarchists couldn't agree on what anarchy meant. And that's my favorite thing about anarchy is if you ask five anarchists, you get 10 answers as to what anarchy is. I produce woodblock prints, zines, stickers, and novels, and I also make my mic go squeal. Oh my goodness. Hello.
Hi. That was really loud, I'm sorry. But yeah, this book fair, it came about from a concept of valuing anarchy, right? And I just wanted to know how you were able to bring that together, how you brought together all these wonderful artists we have here in the Nest, how that entire process went about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, there we go. Now I'm a little bit more normal sounding. I made this event happen with my own two hands, tears, sweat, and other bodily fluids.
And it paid off.
It paid off. We put out the call. This is the second annual Anarchist Book Fair, so there are a number of people who are returning, and so I put out the call saying the Anarchist Book Fair is happening again. Let everyone I put out the word in the Anarchist Network, which is not as organized as I made it sound just by saying that. I let people know, like Spartacus Books and Historical Seditions and a couple of our friends here at the station. We also put out radio ads, social media, which I am not on. If you want to find me, you will not find me on social media. Please leave me alone unless you're going to pay me.
That's very fair.
And then it's really just like word of mouth and putting in the time and effort of like sending out emails, talking to people over and over and over again. Being incredibly annoying. If you want to get events to work, you have to be a certain amount of annoying. And if you're not annoying enough, people will flake on you. Be a hard ass, be annoying, and keep emailing people. Or phone them.
Awesome. Thank you. So I understand this is the second Anarchist Book Fair at UBC. What did you take, what inspiration did you take from those book fairs in Victoria that you went to?
The Anarchist Book Fairs in Victoria are an absolutely wonderful community event. There are workshops, there's button making, there's all these zines. So many people come out, and it's a great way to meet people who are in alternative cities, who are marginalized, who otherwise you wouldn't hear their voices. Hello. The Anarchist Book Fair for me was the way, the number two way that I got into punk scenes and all that sort of stuff. Number one goes out to my babysitter's oldest son, Kyle, or daycare lady, not babysitter. Back when I was four, that's when I got into the punk scene for the first time. Thanks, Kyle. Love
Kyle.
You. Shout out, Kyle. But I grew up in a like, kind of shitty part of town all by myself with very little community. And the Anarchist Book Fair was how I started getting involved in things. It's how I started developing my political theory, which you don't get to ask me about unless you're paying me. I'm a professional lecturer, and if you want to lecture on political theory, you can fucking pay me.
Awesome. Do you have any lectures going on that people could...
Actually, on Monday, I'm going to be giving a lecture, yeah, for a course here at UBC. I continue to be an itinerant lecturer. And then I'm going to be giving a presentation on my thesis that will be on Wednesday. I'm so busy right now. Over the summer, I'm going to be a TA again, and I'll probably wind up doing some lectures over there. I haven't got any publicly facing lectures lined up right now because I've been busy doing my thesis and making this work and then doing also lectures and stuff for the university. And also, I have multiple jobs. I'm rambling. What's the next question?
No, that's awesome that you're so busy and you're still able to produce so much work. I was wondering if you'd like to talk about that, about your process of creating all these amazing zines, and also about how you just managed to like get so much done with so much on your plate.
Well, you see, I like giving myself migraines. No, a lot of this work stems from, actually, I don't need to wear those. Everything started back when I was 12, and I got really obsessed with Kim Possible. This is 20 years ago. I've got three zines here right now for sale that are Kim Possible zines. They're not my writing from when I was 12. I promise you, I've grown since my angsty preteen stage, but they're legally distinct, so they're not actually Kim Possible, so I can't get sued. Disney, you can't sue me. And that's where my love for writings first started. So this is like a 20-year process of learning how to write. About 12 years ago, I started writing novels. These are not the very first ones I wrote. These four are more recent than that. And they take place in a urban fantasy world that's kind of Earth adjacent. So it's Earth, but with magic, and there's some other stuff going on. And I got good at writing by writing a lot and not ever stopping. As if you can just sit down and keep writing and keep writing and keep writing and like focus on your weakest points, write what you're worst at until it's not the thing you're worst at anymore. That's how you keep developing. And that's how I managed to become so unbelievably prolific. Right now, my writing speed is about 2,000 words an hour.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It takes me like a whole day to write 2,000 words. So that's crazy.
This is what a lifetime of writing will do to you. I really recommend if you want to get faster at writing, just write the things you're worst at until you're good at them. And then you'll just build up momentum, you build up speed. Art-wise, I just am not very good at art, but I don't care, and it seems to not matter. These lino...
It turned out really good.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm really pleased.
It's really good.
I've got... oh, hello, my darling wife. Some woodblock prints cuts that I carved and stamped on Tuesday. And then I formatted these zines on Wednesday. And I formatted these zines on Wednesday. And then I designed four stickers on Tuesday. And then I printed a bunch of stickers on Wednesday. The novels have taken a lot longer.
I'm particularly a fan of the Yuri.
This too
sticker.
Is Yuri, yeah. That's one of my favorites. Although my newest sticker, which took 2.5 hours of work, learning how to do oak scrawl, and I invented two fonts for it. It says, "My ideas, trademark, fine grade, premium, genuine horseshit."
That's awesome.
It's in the style of old cans. If you were here right now, you could see that I am dressed very Western.
Yes.
I've got my hair tied back with some deer suede. I have a braid. I've got the rodeo button-up shirt. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
you've got
so
the
tired.
Flowers.
The woodblock print is also in the Western style. I very much have a theme, but I worked in cattle ranches, so I have earned it.
Are you a fan of Western genre in general?
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. What are your favorite films or Western work in general?
I love Fistful of Dollars. It's always been a soft spot for me, but Blazing Saddle was something my dad showed me at a very inappropriately young age. I think I was 5 when he showed me Blazing Saddles. But that was only 3 months after he showed me Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, which is a Cold War film about blowing up the world with a nuke. He wanted me to understand the direct quote from my kindergarten class, the inherent precarity of nuclear stalemate. Said that in class and got in lots of trouble.
Wow. And that's really interesting that you like Westerns, because I know that traditionally Westerns are associated with certain conceptions that kind of oppose anarchy. But I also know that a lot of people who align with these values tend to actually be drawn towards Westerns. And I'm interested to know.
Well, I grew up in a town that had a rodeo every year. I worked on horse ranches. I've worked on cattle ranches. I've been a farmer. My nation, which is Cree, is from like Jasper to Edmonton to Grand Cache, Grand Prairie sort of area. So it's very plains and foothills sort of people. Like, we're in the mountains too, but we rode a lot of horses. We're very Western styled people. So I just grew up in it. But there's also that concept of the outlaw. as opposed to, like, I don't identify with the sheriff component of Westerns. I more identify with the outlaw, which makes sense because I'm running an anarchist book fair. It's about opposing systems that oppress, especially, like, stories. And you don't find these in movies very much, but books where indigenous people resist against West, like, the forces of ending the West.
Yeah.
Those ones really resonate with me.
Yeah, that's really interesting because in one of my classes recently, we read All the Pretty Horses by Cormac McCarthy, and that incited a very interesting discussion on subverting the Western and how the Western genre, even though it is rooted in, like, colonial traditions, it can also have an element to it that represents the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting to hear about.
Yeah. It's... I guess I definitely come at it as from a very indigenous manner, which is, like, living in respect and in relation with the land. Like I said, I've worked cattle ranches and I've taken care of lots of horses, and spending that time and farming, you're spending that time with plants and animals and, like, really being connected to them gives you a deeper respect for them than what you get from just going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, you learn that the land is there to care for you, but you have to respect it, and that's something that's very important to me as a Cree person that you don't get in urban, like, cities. People don't understand how important it is to have those relationships with those animals and live with them when you don't have to, when you're so removed from the land that you can just go to the grocery store and get everything you ever need.
Yeah, that's really true.
Living on our being on UBC campus, how do you connect with the land and outdoor spaces while you're here? Like, how do you...
Yeah, so for a number of years, I was working at Huasitsisim Indigenous Learning Garden. So that was a lot of working on the land and taking care of traditional medicines and food plants and helping grow things for Musqueam. That was the way I stayed sane during my time being moved, because I moved from Vancouver Island to here to UBC, and this was a big change for me. So working on the land like that really kept me alive. And then I started to have to write my thesis, and so I have not been to the land in a bit. This summer, I'm going to absolutely drop off the face of the earth and go up to my nation's land and work on my thesis there and do it in community. And that's how I'm going to keep myself from losing my mind. That's what I keep repeating to myself. Every time I sit down at my desk and have to write another 4,000 words and do thematic analysis and cry. But it's, if you are at UBC, I really recommend going volunteering at Huitzitzitzem. They have a website online. I'm not going to tell you the thing. Just look it up. I promise you, you'll find Indigenous Learning Garden UBC. Just look it up. Because it's a great way to give back to Musqueam, whose lands on upon which we sit. You get to give, like, you get to put in work to make medicine for the elders. And they get it for free. It's built me lasting relationships with that nation, and it has made it so that I feel like I've earned my keep being here. And you get to go garden, y'all. I know you don't have a yard. I know you don't have a yard. If you're listening to this, you do not have a yard. If you want to work on the land, if you want to garden, if you want to grow things, go there.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's wonderful advice. I hope that people take it. In what ways do you suggest that people connect with anarchist theory and anarchism in real life and practice, other than, for example, coming to the book fair today?
Yeah, if you can't make it out to the book fair, I really recommend sitting down and learning how to read theory, because the number one thing that holds people back from engaging in anarchy is not knowing what the hell anarchists are talking about. The number two thing, which is a lot more approachable for most people, is get yourself involved with things like Food Not Bombs or nonprofit organizations that give food and support to vulnerable populations. So, like DULF, get in touch with them. Get in touch with literally any organization here in Vancouver. There are hundreds that work within marginalized populations, because marginalized populations are the ones who most benefit from anarchy and who are most oppressed by the system. And anarchy is the way you express a supreme dissatisfaction with the system that you live within. That's what it means to me. So get out there and do stuff. Help people.
And for people who are just starting out with wanting to learn more about anarchy, would you have any recommendations for like books that beginners can read or theory?
Read Foucault.
I agree.
Foucault's Discipline and Punish is really not as hard as people think it is. Just sit down and read it slowly, and you'll begin to understand the things like carceral justice, which mm-hmm. is a significant system that we live within, and the way punishment is used on the body, and discipline is used on the body to create these systems and reinforce these systems. Mm-hmm. I know there are easier ways to learn, but I really do recommend reading Foucault and Marx and like sitting down with those high theory concepts. You could probably find YouTube videos that explain it, but don't trust YouTubers.
Yeah. Yeah, BreadTube can be a little bit misleading sometimes, I would say. But yeah, that's summary reading for a lot of folks who want to get into anarchy.
If someone tells you that anarchy involves taking away supports for marginalized communities, that person's trying to sell you something, and you should not talk to them again. Just help people. That is really the number one thing, is like, ain't nobody coming for us but us, so help people.
Yeah, yeah.
So this book fair is happening tomorrow as well. Why should people come out if they haven't been yet?
I mean, we have a good number of tablers. It is a pretty busy book fair. I'm really pleased. If you want my hand-printed journals, which I really recommend to pair with the How to Take Notes on Everything zine that I made, they are a good little combo.
Which is a wonderful zine.
Thank you. I got that one.
It's great.
Awesome. I'm glad for the rave reviews. There are so many different people here. We've got zine distributors. We've got a bookstore here. We've got Cole freaking Paul's here. Oh my God, comic artists. There are so many voices that you would otherwise never get the chance to hear, and so many perspectives and so much wonderful art available that you just can't get anywhere else. So come on down, because there's nothing quite like it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right.
Gladly tell you. located on the traditional. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail.
Storytelling is powerful. Our stories carry personal and collective histories, build bridges of understanding, and shine light on unseen truths. Your story, your voice, your power. CITR and Discorder is excited to announce the release of 5 unique podcasts as a part of its Power and Voice podcast incubation program. Power and Voice is an entry-level educational program created by CITR to surpass traditional barriers to entry into the medium of spoken word radio and podcasting. The result is a series of podcasts demonstrating a wide diversity of work in genre, structure, and content. Tune in every day from April 14th to 18th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. to hear Power and Voice storytellers share their stories on their own terms and in their own words.
Come. cycles. Archangel Mother says to me, the Lord rebuke you. I feel like I'm a puke. I don't want to get closer to truth. I just want to get to know you better. Dead to the shepherd. We'll be right back.
Hello, that's better. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is just a quick reminder that we are live today at the Anarchist Book Fair. This is the second annual Anarchist Book Fair at UBC on the Point Grey campus. We are in the lower atrium of the AMS Nest. We're only on air doing this live broadcast for about 20 more minutes, but the book fair is ongoing until 5 p.m., and it's also happening tomorrow as well. So if you missed it today, you don't have to miss it tomorrow. Please come on down. There's so many incredible artists, writers, creators, just like cool people here. Come say hi. The organizer, Cora, who was on the air doing an interview just about 20 minutes ago, is also tabling here, and she's a great person to talk to. So come on down. We'd love to see you. And yeah, you probably won't hear from me again before this broadcast ends, but please enjoy the music. Right now we are listening to Live on the Air by Anchoress, an aptly titled song for being live on the air. We've heard from a bunch of local bands today. We had tracks from Bilkin, we have tracks from Anchoress, we have tracks from Cryptids, Garden Collective, who else? We also had tracks from, I'm looking through my list, we had another Vancouver band who's escaping me, but keep it tuned. We are here for another 20 minutes on the air. Book fair's on till 5. And if you're looking for something to do after the book fair, if you're still on campus, BVP is doing a show at Kerner's that will feature Cryptids, Garden Collective, and Infidelity, and that's at 7 o'clock. So lots to do on campus today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We're now listening to another local group. This is a no longer existent group, but this is Bloom by the band that was Dadweed.
Yeah. My friend Sally says she knows you. Got a funny point of view. Says you've got away with murder. Maybe one time, maybe two. Something happens in the morning when I can't see those failing eyes. I can't find a good word for you. Does it come as a surprise? I don't think we rhyme. I will wear you down in time. I will hurt you, I'll desert you. I am Jackie down the line. Said this Sally about a future before you bought off her as well. If all you want is entertainment, if you can't have it, you'll make hell. Don't make no one for you to be told, yeah.
All right, the live broadcast is signing off from the Anarchist Book Fair today. If you're not at the Anarchist Book Fair, why? Why are you not at the Anarchist Book Fair? There's a lot of really amazing artists, creatives, cool people, writers. You should come down. We're here until 5 o'clock. The music will keep going here, but the live broadcast is over. So keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM if you're inclined to keep listening. The next scheduled show isn't actually until 4 o'clock. So the next thing that'll be happening on the air is some training. But yeah, you should come over to UBC. We're in the lower atrium of the AMS Nest. At UBC, it's the Anarchist Book Fair, second annual Anarchist Book Fair, and we'll be here again tomorrow. So, with that, enjoy the music. We'll talk soon. So come on down to side.